All right, so let's get to a couple quick things. Here's a, it's, you know, it's funny. It's funny watching the news and sites or whatever you want to call them, troll different people. The new controversy I just seen popped up on MSNBC, and of course it's a top headline on Yahoo, which is state-run media. You wouldn't think Yahoo and their news, I guess you could call it, their news group, is liberal. I mean, it's a news feed, but they are. They are a news feed that features leftist propaganda. And they always have the headlines be something that resembles bait clicks. They always have some type of wild headline that sucks you in to a click, and then it's of course not exactly what was in the headline. So the new alert from Yahoo, and of course it's by their national correspondent, Hunter Walker. Trump retweets support from neo-Nazi white genocide account. I love, don't you love, Trump retweets support from neo-Nazi white genocide accounts. Trump retweets. Trump retweets support from a neo-Nazi white genocide account. Well, support. Somebody put a picture of Jeb Bush. It's a funny picture in front of the Trump Towers. And he looks like a... Well, he looks like he's going like snowboarding. He's got a winter jacket on, a snow hat, and he's holding a sign that says, "Vote Trump." It's quite amusing. And it was retweeted. Was retweeted. That's it. That's it. And it is now front page news story. Front page. It is on the MSNBC ticker, the CNN ticker, on Yahoo Politics ticker. Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And the headline, Trump retweets support from neo-Nazi white genocide account. How's that for trolling? How's that for trolling by Hunter Walker? the ultimate troll. How's that for trolling? Oh, man. It's just, you know. So the story by Hunter Walker goes, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump quoted and linked to an openly neo-Nazi Twitter account. Trump quoted and shared a posting from the account at White Genocide TM that mocked his opponent, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. But the message featured a photoshopped image of Bush standing in front of Trump's Manhattan headquarters, Trump Tower, with a cardboard sign saying, "Vote Trump." The account, which Trump featured on his personal Twitter page, is littered neo-Nazi content. In the user's profile, there's a link to a website for an admiring documentary describing Adolf Hitler as God. The tweet pinned at the top of the White Genocide TM account includes images of people identified as Jews, covered with common white supremacist slurs, mud, and yellow stars of David used during the Holocaust. At White Genocide TM's avatar features a picture of the deceased American Nazi Party leader George Lincoln Rockwell. The profile background contains the phrase, "Get the F out of my country." The user also posted tweets praising Hitler. Trump's campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment about the tweet. The user behind at White Genocide TM also didn't respond to Twitter messages from Yahoo. As of this writing, Trump's tweet quoting the neo-Nazi account has been live for more than 2 hours. Oh. Oh, the outrage. Oh, the outrage. Hunter Walker is outrage. Oh, oh my God. Unbelievable, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's the outrage. That's what Hunter Walker is outraged about. And he wants all of you to be outraged. Because Donald Trump's Twitter account retweeted. You like how Hunter makes it sound like Donald Trump is sitting there and he's, "Oh my gosh, I love this tweet. And now, oh, I'm going to write about this tweet. And then I'm going to," Donald Trump quoted and linked to an openly neo-Nazi Twitter account on Friday. Trump quoted and shared a posting from the account. But it was a retweet. It was a retweet. It was a retweet. Donald Trump wasn't communicating with some neo-Nazi website. It was a retweet. Who has any idea who retweeted it. We know Donald Trump tweets, but we also know other people have tweeted from that account from time to time. It was a retweet of a picture of Jeb Bush. It was a retweet. Somebody sent a funny picture of Jeb Bush. And that's what Hunter Walker is outraged about. A retweet. A retweet. Somebody from Donald Trump's Twitter feed retweeted a funny picture of Jeb Bush that says, "Poor Jeb, I could have sworn I saw him outside Trump Tower the other day." That's outrageous. That is the most horrific and horrible thing in the world. I mean, that's what Hunter Walker is telling you. As if Donald Trump is hanging out with a white supremacist. As if Donald Trump is hanging out with a neo-Nazi skinhead. I mean, this is where we are. This is where we are. This leftist agenda. To me, it's amazing. What was it about a month ago? Hillary Clinton's taking selfies with Kim Kardashian. Bill Clinton's taking pictures with porn stars and hookers. he's going to private islands with pedophiles. I mean, it's just amazing. Barack Hussein Obama legitimately hung out with domestic terrorists. and the left, Hunter Walker, is outraged that somebody from the Trump camp retweeted a funny tweet of Jeb Bush. And the owner of that tweet happened to be a neo-Nazi. So, guess what? Donald Trump is a neo-Nazi. He hates Jews. And he loves Hitler. I mean, that's what Hunter Walker is trying to imply. That's what he's trying to imply. Bill Clinton pals around with pedophiles. Bill Clinton rapes women. These are facts. These are facts. Barack Hussein Obama was best friends with domestic terrorists. These are facts. Hillary Clinton hangs out, takes selfies with Kim Kardashian. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing at this this manufactured outrage by people on the left. This Hunter Walker is such a troll. He's just such a troll. He's just a troll. The guy is a troll. Just a troll. Man, to go through people's Twitter accounts and what they like or what they retweet and then track back who that person is and then analyze that person's website and what they like. Wow. I mean, that is unbelievable. That's just unbelievable. I've got a guy or a girl, whoever, that follows me. I mean, I'm not running for president of the United States, but I got someone that follows me that looks a little suspect. Now, I got somebody that follows me and sends me likes or great show today or whatever. Again, I know I'm not running for president of the United States. But the point is that it's Twitter. That's it. It's Twitter, you morons. It's Twitter. That's it. Hunter Walker, that's it. I know you're a youngster. I know your entire life revolves around Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and whatever other dating apps are out there that losers like you could find girls on. Tinder and LonelyLoserGuy.com. I get it. That is your life. So in turn, this is like, oh my God. Oh my God. Donald Trump is quoting and hanging out with Nazis. They're in his apartment and they're partying with him. Oh my God. No, bro. Donald Trump wasn't doing what Barack Hussein Obama did. Donald Trump wasn't doing what Bill Clinton did and does. Donald Trump wasn't doing what Hillary Clinton did and does. Sorry, bro. It's a Twitter account. Somebody retweeted a funny picture. That's it, Hunter. Donald Trump is not communicating via instant message with the white genocide guy. He's not tweeting the white genocide guy and saying, hey, bro, you're a great artist. You want to come work for me? I'm going to send you a ticket. It's a retweet, Hunter, you loser. Again, if Donald Trump was hanging out with Nazis, Donald Trump was partying with Nazis. If Nazis were running his campaign, okay, Maybe be an issue. Maybe. I'm not saying I like Nazis, but are they old Nazis? Are they recovering Nazis? Were they Nazis at one time? They went to jail, they came out, now they're rehabilitated. You can be a rehabilitated Nazi. You could be a Nazi when you're, 15 or 16. You could, Edward Norton, American History X, there he is. He's a reformed Nazi. So you need to know the Nazi and their true intentions and who they are. But that's the only time I could see a Hunter Walker being outraged. If it was found out that a Nazi was actually working the Donald J. Trump campaign. But that's not the case. We're talking about a retweet of a hilarious Jeb Bush picture. A retweet of a hilarious Jeb Bush picture. Saying, poor Jeb, I could have sworn I saw him outside Trump Tower the other day. It's funny. It's Twitter. That's it. That's all it is, Hunter, you loser. That's it. Get a life. Please, get a life. You moron. Please, bro. Put the education that mommy and daddy spent, okay? Take that education and get a job. Your mommy and daddy spent hundreds of thousands of dollars so you could go to college, get a degree, and then Twitter troll. And then create a story that makes it sound like Donald Trump is palling around with Nazis. And I repeat, he's not Barack Hussein Obama, who hangs around with domestic terrorists. And real estate scam artists. You remember Rezko, don't you? Tony Rezko. You guys remember Tony Rezko? Hunter Walker, do you remember that? Or were you too young, you moron? Or just stupid? Or your liberalism is just making you more ignorant as the days go on. Tony Rezko and Bill Ayers, two horrible people that President Barack Hussein Obama was best friends with. Best friends. Best friends. Hunter Walker. Bill Clinton. And his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein is a pedophile. Bill Clinton used to hang around with a pedophile. Bill Clinton hung around with a pedophile, and his slew of underage children, kids. Do you get that? Do you get that, Hunter Walker? And Hillary Clinton knew of this for the years and years and years that Bill Clinton hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. Hunter Walker, you're a troll. You're a loser. You will always be a loser. Effing moron. That's what you are. You're an effing moron. Effing moron. Make me